So in New York City, you don't just progress from middle school to high school like in normal places. You have to find a spot. 77,000 eighth graders and their parents just went through the process, and 90% of them were matched with one of their 12 official school choices this week. But that leaves over 7,000 kids without a match. And so the round two applications begin. There is a round two high school fair this weekend at the Martin Luther King Jr. High School on the Upper West Side with representatives of available schools, including 10 new high schools that weren't included in round one. And we thought you might find it interesting, whether you have a freaking out eighth grader or not, to hear about brand new high schools opening in New York right now. So we are joined now by the founding principals of three of these brand new schools: Sing Yu from the Academy of Software Engineering, Stacy McCoy from the Bronx Compass High School, and Bernardo Ascona of the new Union Square Academy for Health Sciences. Welcome, principals, to WNYC. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
And let's start with each of you just very briefly talking about your school and the students you're looking for. High schools are now starting to be so different from each other. It's really a different time from when a lot of our listeners went to high school. So just a quick summary of your mission statement. Sing Yu, you want to start?
Sure. So my name is Sing Yu. I'm actually the founding principal for the Academy for Software Engineering. It's a brand new career in technical education high school that's really geared to creating New York City's next group of software engineers, computer scientists, programmers, and hoping that these students are going to be designing and creating the next generation of software and applications. We're really excited to be working with various industry partners, including members who are on our advisor board, such as Google, eBay, MakerBot. So we're really looking to make sure that we're creating that partnership between schools and our industry partners to help students be skilled enough to go be prepared for college as well as enter the workforce.
Sounds exciting. And your school was even mentioned by Mayor Bloomberg in his State of the City address.
Yes, sir. And we're very excited about that and really excited about round two and meeting prospective families and students to come visit us and really learn more about what we can offer.
Stacy McCoy, tell us about the Bronx Compass High School and your mission.
Yes, thank you. I'm the proposed new leader of the Bronx Compass High School. And we are a small high school opening in the fall in the Soundview neighborhood of the Bronx. And we offer a personalized and technology-infused program. It's our partnerships with the iZone 360 and with ISA that really allow us to redefine what school can look like for our students by leveraging technology and innovative practices. Our students will run Dragon Entertainment, in which they will create films, albums, and a digital magazine. And we hope that through this work that we'll really engage our students in the learning process and give them a voice in their community.
Bernardo Ascona from the new Union Square Academy for Health Sciences. How about your school and its mission?
Thank you, Brian. Our particular school is called Union Square Academy for Health Sciences. It's going to be starting in Union Square. It's focusing on an area where we saw a gap in terms of health careers, focusing on dental and pharmaceutical studies. We're going to be working with St. John's University College of Pharmacy, and they're going to be providing learning expeditions to hospitals like Beth Israel and other local area institutions. And New York University is going to be working with us in the College of Dentistry to develop our dental assistant program. So our students will be able to leave not only with the regular high school diploma requirements, but also with a strong career education background, so they can leave in high school and find a job if they prefer, or if they decide to go to college as well. So they have plenty of options. We're going to have a strong writing component so that students can write effectively and speak eloquently as they move forward in life.
Do you think that's an innovation that's needed more in New York City, Bernardo, and that is schools that are training kids as kind of vocational schools for the workplace, not necessarily for college?
I think you could do both at the same time because for many years we've told kids that they couldn't do that, that they couldn't reach those areas where other wealthy and well-off individuals were able to access those markets and have the job skills to compete. Here we are telling our students that, yes, New York City high schools can be cutting edge, can train you effectively to compete for those jobs in the, what we call STEM careers, focusing on technology, focusing on science and math, having a strong writing background. Our students need to hear that they can do it, that they have these options, that New York City is behind them, that Union Square Academy for Health Sciences is going to help them reach those goals. And that's a message of hope that many of our, especially females and minorities, have not heard in New York City for a long time.
And Stacy McCoy from the Bronx Compass High School, back to you. What does that phrase, iZone, mean? Does that mean that students will take classes from home sometimes, not just in the school building?
So actually, the particulars of the iZone, which means the innovation zone, is different for each school. And what the innovation zone allows schools to do is to work with some design partners in rethinking what personalized learning looks like for each student in your school. So for the Bronx Compass, we really want to create a program, not that's run from home, but where the classroom could be anywhere around the city and that students have laptops from which to work and to Skype with other students and to maintain a digital portfolio, and to publish their work.
Listeners, if you're just joining us, we're profiling some of the brand new high schools in New York City. There may be a lot of controversy over the Bloomberg administration education policies in many ways, but this is the expression, in part, of those policies. New high schools are opening all the time. And since the eighth grade high school acceptance letters went out this week, we thought it would be interesting for a lot of you, especially if you know somebody who didn't get matched to a high school, which happened to about 7,000 kids, we're told, about some of the new entries that weren't even around for round one. There are 10 of them, and we've got three of the principals as our guests, and it looks like there's a fourth one calling in. So let's take that call. Kate, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, I'm Kate Birch, the proposed principal of the Harvest Collegiate High School in Union Square.
Harvest Collegiate High School. Don't tell me you're going to do farming on the Lower East Side.
In long term, we would love to develop a farm. For now, the core idea of our school is that students can and should be producers, not consumers, as a fundamental way of being, and that if they're engaged in authentic experiences and challenge to think about them rigorously in terms of evidence, perspective, connection, their creative contribution, what can they add, then all students can achieve at levels that we as a society haven't gotten to yet.
So who would this be for? And I'm going to ask all four of you this question now because, as I said, most eighth graders got their high school letters yesterday. There are tens of thousands of pretty happy 13- and 14-year-olds out there right now, and a few thousand who are absolutely freaking out. So, Kate, you want to make a pitch to those 7,000 kids and their parents and say, go to the Harvest Collegiate High School or apply to it because if you what?
We have a core value of diversity, so we really want all different kinds of kids to be attracted to our program. We have a professional theater company, Improbable Stage. We have a full music program. We have internships. Every January, we're going on a trip or doing an immersive learning in a January intensive. So we have a lot of different ways to engage students.
So if that kind...
I think if they're excited about getting involved in something, if they have energy, if they have enthusiasm for our kinds of programs, then we would love to have you.
Thank you very much for calling in. Good luck with the Harvest Collegiate High School. Sung Yu, same question to you. It sounds like your technology-based school is going to be functioning at a pretty high level. I know you have the venture capital firm Union Square Partners, their Fred Wilson involved with this, and you were talking about links to Google and stuff. So who could actually get into your school? How much software do they actually have to know how to program?
Sure. I mean, what's great about our school is that we are called a limited unscreened school, and essentially what that means is that every student is eligible to enroll in our school. The only requirement that we would like for them to do is visit us at an open house and get to know us a little bit better, find out what we're about, as well as us getting to know them. Clearly, we want students who are interested in technology and coding, but This is for any type of student who may not necessarily know that they're interested in this. And so, therefore, the open houses are really important to come visit us and speak with our industry partners, myself, and a variety of volunteers who are going to be speaking about our school. You know, this is open for girls, boys, obviously of every type of ethnicity and skill level. But the biggest concern is that we want to make sure that students are interested and are going to put forth the effort, because that's what it's going to take to succeed in our school.
And Bernardo Ascona, you should apply to the Academy for Health Sciences if you're
interested in really pursuing a career as a in any of the dental areas or any of the pharmaceutical areas, and you really want a chance at being very successful at life. We're going to be there cheering you on. We're going to be a family focusing on your social, emotional, and all your needs. And we're going to make a connection with you that you're definitely not going to see in other places.
Stacy McCoy, apply to the Bronx Compass High School if you...
If you ideally love art, technology, or the sciences, or if you just want a different type of high school experience. And in addition, for the students who may not have developed their passion or their ideas for their future yet, part of our mission is really offering the guidance and opportunity to those students so that they can leave our school college ready, knowing who they are, what they love, and where they want to be in the near and distant future.
Now, obviously, starting new schools has been a major school reform effort of the Bloomberg era, and yet some new schools fail as badly as the old ones. So, Singyu, what do you think is the key to success as you start from scratch?
Well, you know, there's always been questions about the best way to succeed, and I think one of the most important things is operationalizing and making sure that you have the systems in place to function as a school and as an organization. Clearly getting the right teachers in place and the staff to make sure that we're going to be providing a caring and safe environment for our students. But you also have to understand how a school operates and really figuring out the systems that are going to allow people to maximize their talents and skills, but at the same time, too, we're maximizing the resources available to us. And the other piece I think is really important, which we're, the Academy for Software Engineering is, which we're excited about, is bringing industry partners and community members into the school. If you don't have these types of partnerships, then you can't do the things that we're expecting to do, and that's creating new software engineers, computer scientists, and really getting them engaged in what school offers, but applying that to the real world.
Stacy McCoy, what's the biggest obstacle to starting a school from scratch?
I think one of the biggest obstacles is recruiting talent, because that's going to be your number one lever for student learning and achievement.
You mean teachers?
Yes, it's just, you know, finding the right people who are open to trying school in a different way and who are open to serving all kids regardless of their previous performance in school.
Bernardo Ascona, same question. Biggest obstacle? Biggest key?
I think the key to successful school is really the team. Who are the team of parents and students and teachers and administrators that are going to be there with community partners to really prepare the students for the job force? That's what high school is about, giving them the experiences and helping students make choices.
All right, three brand-new high schools going to open next fall, if everything works out, in New York City. And for those of you who need to enter round two of the high school application process, there are some of the at least 10 choices that are there among brand-new high schools, and, of course, there are all the others in round two as well. Bernardo Ascona from the new Union Square Academy for Health, Stacy McCoy from the Bronx Compass High School, Sing Yu from the Academy for Software Engineering. Are you all going to have booths at this round two high school fair on Saturday, Sunday?
Yes, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And we're really lucky because on the third floor, we're going to actually have all the new schools together. So that'll be an opportunity for all the students across New York City to come and visit and see what the variety of schools are available.
And that is at the Martin Luther King Jr. High School campus on the Upper West Side in the West 60s there in Manhattan. And that new school fair, or round two high school fair, is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. both of the next 2 days. Thank you so much for coming on with us. Good luck with your schools.
Thank you
very much, Brian.
Brian.